Oglesby, elected president of the Students for a Democratic Society, or SDS, in 1965, was a leading anti-war activist. His argument against Vietnam was theological only in the sense that liberal fascism is a political religion. Communist countries were good, according to Oglesby, because they were pragmatically trying to feed, clothe, house, and cure their people in the face of persecution by virulent strain of American imperialism and capitalism. Violence by oppressed peoples in the Third World or in the American ghetto was entirely rational and even commendable. Hillary Clinton saw such radical politics as cut from the same cloth as her religious mission. After all, she was reading this material in an official Methodist publication given to her by her minister. "I still have every issue they sent me," she told Newsweek. In 1969, Hillary was the first student in Wellesley's history to give a commencement address at her own graduation. Whether she began to see herself as a feminist leader at this time, or whether the experience simply reinforced such aspirations, is unknowable. But from that point on, Hillary increasingly draped herself in the rhetoric of the movement, the youth movement, the women's movement, the anti-war movement, and gravitated toward others who believed that both her generation and her gender had a rendezvous with destiny. The speech had such an impact that her photo made it into Life magazine, which picked her as one of the new generation's leaders. Ira Magaziner, a student at Brown University, and Hillary's future healthcare guru, was also highlighted by Life. Trimmed of its New Age hokum, Hillary Clinton's Wellesley commencement address was an impassioned search for meaning, dripping with what by now should be familiar sentiments. "We are, all of us, exploring a world that none of us even understands, and attempting to create within that uncertainty. But there are some things we feel, feelings that are prevailing, acquisitive, and competitive corporate life, including, tragically, the universities, is not the way of life for us. We're searching for a more immediate, ecstatic, and penetrating mode of living." She continued, "We're not interested in social reconstruction. It's human reconstruction they were interested in." College life, she explained, had briefly lifted the burden of inauthentic reality. It gave the students an opportunity to search for authenticity. "Every protest, every dissent, whether it's an individual academic paper, Founders parking lot demonstration, is unabashedly an attempt to forge an identity in this particular age." A deep current of longing runs through her relatively short remarks, a longing for unity, for connectedness, for the resolution of inauthentic feelings and institutions in a holistic marriage that transforms the future into the present so that limitations no longer exist and hollow men are made whole. It's fitting that Wellesley's motto is non ministrari sed ministrare, not to be ministered unto, but to minister.